From the center of the universe, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, this is the SDM Show with your host, Rob Cairns. The SDM Show focuses on business, life, productivity, digital marketing, WordPress, and more. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, and enjoy the show. Here is Rob.
Hey, everybody. Rob Cairns here. I'm the founder, CEO, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at Stunning Digital Marketing. In today's podcast, I sit down with my good friend, Adam Warner, of GoDaddy. He's director of the field marketing team. And we talk about the web, web design, and some of the amazing things that GoDaddy is doing in the WordPress ecosystem. So sit back, relax, grab a drink, and enjoy the conversation that Adam and I had. This episode of the SDM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com. Good morning, everybody. It's Rob Cairns here. Today, I'm here with Adam Warner, Director of Field Marketing for GoDaddy. How are you today, Adam?
I'm great, Rob. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Always such a pleasure. You're such an integral part of the WordPress community, which for me is matters because we were watching a Twitter thread the other day, and I said to you in one of the threads, community matters. So thank you for what you do. It's much appreciated.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And just to hear someone describe me as an integral part of that community, when I think back to late 2004, early 2005, when I first found WordPress, the platform, and then very immediately after the community, I knew almost immediately it's where I wanted to be and where I wanted to have a career. So to hear those words really touches my heart. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. They're so well deserved. I always like to ask people how they got into WordPress. So I'm going to ask you a twofold question. How did you get into WordPress and how did you get into marketing?
How long do you want this podcast to be? So I'll try and give you the short story and the short timeline. So I started building HTML websites in the late 90s, then quickly experimented with GeoCities and Adobe Go Live and Front Page and all of those. All the while working full-time job. So building websites was definitely a hobby for me at that time. In 2004... my brother passed away and I had made a photo to DVD memorial for him to show at his funeral. And, people enjoyed it. I ended up making copies for family and friends, and then, ended up working a deal with the funeral home to create those things for their customers, all the while working full-time in customer service for an audiobook company doing their website and phone sales. So I had built a website for this little side business that I called Moving Moments. I knew at some point I needed a faster way to upload things. I was starting to upload like 20-second MOV files to show examples of what I was creating. And so I started exploring platforms. I'd heard, you know, blogging is a good way to, you know, drive business. I had this vision of, you know, making this a larger kind of a thing with multiple funeral homes and turning it into a real business instead of a side hustle. So through investigating open source platforms, I tried a few. And when I found WordPress, it kind of spoke to me visually and technically. Schooling is in advertising design, and I struggled a little bit to get my concepts out into some kind of media. This was back in 1990, through the early 90s. My professor at the time gave me a book called Right Brain, Left Brain. So at that, it made me understand that I have a creative brain and an analytical brain. And so when keeping that in mind, when I found website development, that kind of hit both both sides, right? And so that I felt the same when I found WordPress. I felt like technically I could dig in and do a little dev, but the visual part was kind of there for me. You know, it would output in the way that was acceptable to me. So that's where I found WordPress, and then very almost immediately, like I said, found the community through the WordPress.org forums. And obviously, I was asking lots of questions: how do I do this? How do I do that? And at that point, I was pretty amazed that people in those forums were so helpful and so giving of their time, and that rubbed off. And I started giving back. The more I learned, I started writing WordPress tutorials on a different site and giving back in the forums. And then fast forward a little bit, I was really diving into WordPress with a side hustle, working at this audiobook company, and happened to share a cubicle wall with the IT manager. And I just wouldn't shut up about using WordPress to help our audiobook authors market their audiobooks, you know, having little author blogs and things. And so he gave me a book on SQL, said, go study this over the weekend, and then Monday we'll interview you. Lo and behold, I joined the IT department there for a few years and was using WordPress every day. And then I had to move back to Florida because my wife was from Florida. She lived in Michigan for a while. And that's about all she could take, was about 4 years of the cold. So I ended up as a web development and internet marketing manager for an HVAC company based in Florida. And I took their 16-page HTML website to a full WordPress multi-site install with separating residential and commercial product, but then also building an intranet on WordPress multi-site. And this is between 2008 and 2012. And if you've ever worked with multi-site, especially in those days, you can imagine all of the duct tape and band-aids I used to build all of that stuff.
I'm nodding my head at you as you speak, because I've been that road. So,
yeah, and thankfully it wasn't an e-commerce. It was just more of a catalog site. And I should preface that by saying, before I took that job, when I was still at the audiobook company, I started another side hustle called IndieLab.org, where it was the same model as many other businesses like WordPress.com. As a matter of fact, where I was providing free blogs for people and artists specifically. So I'd had some experience with WordPress multi-site, turned that into a career. And because I was in WordPress all day, every day at that time, between again, the 2007, was really, I think, when, iThemes, was born. Yep. and which in many ways, birthed the commerce or the business side of WordPress into premium themes, premium plugins. So I'd seen that growing.
Our friend Corey Miller, who is,
yes,
who is a visionary, and you and I both know well, and he's such a humble man, as far as I'm concerned, for what he's done for this community.
He is a gentle business giant. Yes. And visionary. Yes, I love Corey, and you know, when he did that, a lot of people soon followed suit. So we saw the birth of places like Envato and Theme, you know, all up and Theme 4. I think Envato maybe already existed for design stuff, but the Theme Forest and Code Canyon and all those things. So because I was in that world every day, in WordPress every day, in the community every day, I had lots of ideas about plugins that I thought would be useful to people. I tried to be a developer. All of the things that I developed in terms of plugins mostly broke sites. And I tried to be a theme designer, and most of my themes were so ugly, no one wanted to use them. So I was in this space where, you know, I had this moment early on who am I? And, you know, am I some, I had imposter syndrome about being, you know, part of the, a WordPress community person. Right. So what I did was I was on the Gravity forums, for your listeners, Gravity forums is probably the most popular forums plugin available for WordPress. I was on their forums because I was doing a little client side job and trying to build a Gravity Forms extension. And I was having trouble. A guy named Brad was helping me on the forums. I said, can we just take this offline? And can I, you know, are you willing to take this on as a paid job? And he was, and he did the job and I paid him. And then I said, hey, you seem to be a great developer. I'm in WordPress every day. I kind of, you know, have an idea of the ecosystem and some things that might work. Would you like to, you know, build something together? And he was in South Africa and I was in Florida at the time. So I think he, in retrospect, I think he saw me as some kind of a, you know, an information product marketer, which isn't inherently bad, but back in that time, it was known as kind of like the infomercial type of sales, you know? Mm-hmm. So we got on the phone, had a great conversation. We ended up building the first version of Foobox, and then created a company called Foo Plugins. And Foobox and Foo Gallery are the two most popular plugins. And we ran that together for 6 years, until I started, working, in the community for brands in 2016.
That's a hell of a journey.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more nuance there, but I tried to keep it short. I don't know how well I did there.
No, you did really well. And now you're up at GoDaddy, which is interesting. And kind of where I want to dive in is there was a Twitter thread we were talking about before we went to record that you were involved in this week. And we kind of GoDaddy's kind of changed your approach a little bit. And I think GoDaddy's become more user-centric. They've become more community involved. A lot due to yourself, a lot due to Marcus Burnett, a lot due to Corey Robertson, and many, many other people. But the three of you is who I usually interact with. And I think you've tried to really do right for the community.
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, I feel very fortunate to be able to do what I do, to be in the web designer and developer space as it relates to WordPress daily. So I never take that for granted. And I just, before I get into that, I want to just give a little background, right? So for those who know, and who may not know. So 8-9 years ago, GoDaddy's reputation had some trouble due to some of the ways they advertised, due to what we were talking about earlier about heavy upselling during the checkout process. And this is all, you know, well known within the community and in the customer circle. So this is nothing new. But they listened to feedback. CEOs have changed multiple times mm-hmm. since those times. And back in, I would say, probably 2013, 2014, and I know for sure 2015, a lot of credit is due to a guy named Mendel Kurland,
yes,
who worked for GoDaddy. And Mendel and a few others were in the company were the first to bring the GoDaddy brand into the WordPress community very specifically in terms of WordPress-focused events, and more specifically, the WordCamp global program. And for those that don't know, WordCamps are events, community-organized and led events in many places around the world, pre-COVID, 189 events across the globe. Approximately every year. So GoDaddy came into the WordPress community, and me being part of the WordPress community online and social groups and also at these events, I saw that firsthand. And to Mendel's credit, he took a brunt of complaints about the brand and about some of the products at the time. But what he did was he took that feedback directly back to leadership at the company and product teams. And that is what sped up the turning of the ship from those early days into you know, what we are today. So they created products like the managed WordPress hosting product, which Pagely pioneered, of course, and then all hosts followed. But it's basically an optimized server environment for WordPress.
And then you bought Pagely, actually.
Yeah, and we'll get there. Yes, we did. Pagely just joined the company several months ago, which we couldn't be happier about. Yeah. But at that time, so they started to make moves on WordPress specifically, realizing that that was the most popular platform that needed to be supported, and acquired. Their first acquisition in that space was ManageWP. Which was and is a set of tools that allow you to bulk manage websites and bulk updates, which then allows a freelancer to create website care plans. They can go in and bulk update hundreds of sites, and each of their clients pays X amount per month to make sure that someone's managing those things. And then, boy, I don't know where to go. There's a lot of recent acquisitions, like in the last 3-4 years, that I think have relevance.
Sucuri was a big one in the security space.
Sucuri was, I believe, the second one in the WordPress space. Yep. You're right. Thank you for reminding me of that. And then Sucuri powers a lot of the security scanning that is included in a lot of the products these days. And then fast forward to a few years ago, we know that WordPress and WooCommerce are the two most popular platforms on the web, for websites and e-commerce. The team at Skyverge was, an agency, and a business that created WooCommerce, product extensions. We acquired them. They joined the company, and then we acquired a company called Poynt, which is a payment processor. And then most recently, Pagely. So when you think of those three things as a trifecta, you've got the experts in WordPress and WooCommerce, which we had a lot of WordPress people. We have contributors that are they've been hired full time to contribute to the open source project. But Skyverge team specifically, the developers, the leadership there, the care teams, all focused on WordPress and WooCommerce. And then you've got a payment processor, which fits naturally into e-commerce and all the things. And then you've got Pagely, the pioneer of optimized managed WordPress hosting platforms. And so with those three things combined, it's set us up for something pretty incredible that we're releasing later this year.
Yeah, and I think what's kind of happening is the WordPress space is kind of maturing. So it's not just with GoDaddy, it's with your competitors. There's a lot of buyouts going on. And I actually think it's good for the ecosystem, not bad. So I'm probably, depending on who you talk to, not in the minority. And I think it's setting WordPress up for being that enterprise solution, because I truly think that's where the growth is. It's not in small business units anymore. I think it's in the enterprise space.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you there. As the, you know, having seen the, both of us having seen the onset of the business ecosystem in WordPress from where it started in 2006, 2007 to where it is today, I think we've got the small business owner and the entrepreneur and the average web designer, developer, or agencies kind of covered, right? Yeah. In terms of we have tools and products that they can utilize to get stuff done. And when you see a lot of these acquisitions happening, especially in the last, I'd say 4 or 5 years, it's really sped up in the last 3 years, especially. I love David Bissett's tweets. You know,
me too.
He resets the acquisition counter pretty often. But we are seeing this consolidation of sorts within the WordPress business space. And there are a lot of people that are worried about that, you know, thinking, oh no, it's going to kill innovation, or it's going to do, it's going to block solopreneurs or new entrepreneurs from getting into the space. But I don't agree. I think it is a good thing because, and I say that having been on the inside, quote unquote, the inside now, and seeing how these acquisitions, when done right, and when supported with the proper resources for the reason that they were acquired, you know, there's a lot of different reasons to acquire things. There's acquiring talent, there's acquiring users, there's acquiring, you know, a certain product, niche. But when you acquire for all three of those things, plus, you know, when I say talent, I don't just mean, you know, someone to enter data. I mean, talent in creative thinking, the business acumen on how things should be approached. When you have all those things combined in an acquisition, incredible things can happen. And I think in terms of, you know, the wider web, and because this is all based on open source software, I think it's pretty incredible. And I think it's a good thing for the open web in general.
I would agree with you. I mean, one of the things I was looking at recently, I've got, before we went to record, I said to you, I've got several clients on Pagely. So somebody said to me when GoDaddy acquired, because they were thinking back to reputation back to like 6 or 7 years ago, how do you feel? And I said, oh, Pagely will be fine. Don't, I think it's a good move. And then I've got a new client that I was working on some stuff on your managed e-commerce hosting. And one of the nice things that a hosting company in that space does is it can say, here's your hosting. Here's 20 plugins, which is what you offer. I forget if it's 20. It's more than that.
It's 75.
75, thank you. But the, the point I was making was, so now you've got the hosting and 75 of the most popular plugins. It's all there for you. And even as a developer or a designer, I'm more of, that's intriguing because everything's in one spot and I don't have to go running around to get what I need to build that product.
Yeah, I'm really proud of what they've done with our managed WooCommerce hosting. And I should be clear that those premium extensions are a mix of our owned SkyVerge extensions, but we also have a partnership with WooCommerce, where they're providing some of their premium extensions. And the real benefit there of having hosting where when you're onboarding, you're choosing things like, will you have subscriptions? Do you need curbside delivery? You know, all of the kind of use cases that you would need a specific extension for is kind of asked in the onboarding. And then those premium extensions are pre-installed as, you know, the hosting is getting set up. So when you get set up, you have all the tools there that you need. And it saves a lot of time and frustration. You and I both, and I'm sure your audience has also experienced going out and buying premium plugins, and maybe you're buying premium plugins on, you know, multiple different sites, and then you've got licensing or license keys that you have to keep track of all those, and then maybe they're getting renewed at different times, and you can end up spending quite a lot of money on premium extensions for your yearly renewals. But then when they're included in the cost of hosting, because we can do it at scale, it's really, really quite useful. I'm really proud of that, that product.
And you should be. I mean, I did it the other day for a client who wasn't a GoDaddy client, and I purchased an extension through the Woo store. And it turned out that extension conflicted with another extension, and I won't tell you the words that came out of my mouth. And I was back into the Woo store saying, I'm invoking my 30-day refund policy. Give me my money back. And at least if you've got 75 extensions in one platform, the odds are they're all going to work well together, because I would make the assumption that they were all tested together.
Yes. Yeah. And – yeah, and in that situation, it's tough too, because then are you going to the plugin developer for support? Are you going to the commerce store for support? It can get dicey really quickly. So the managed WooCommerce product, and I'm thank you for giving it a try and putting it to the test and, yep, and utilizing it. We appreciate that. When you think of kind of the next version of that, that's where, the SkyVerge, Point, and Pagely, trifecta comes in. As I mentioned before, we're really, really excited, about what's coming. I feel like I'm teasing something, but I'm not, because we've done a press release of about the Pagely acquisition, what we intend to build. We intend to build a WooCommerce SaaS that has even deeper integration and even easier usage of very specific features that we know e-commerce store owners utilize across the board.
Yep.
So it's not a matter of pre-installing extensions. It's a matter of just everything being there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the biggest competitors in e-commerce space, of course, is Shopify, who's Canadian. Mm-hmm. And my problem, you know, with Shopify is every time I go down this road with somebody, is Shopify starts at $29 a month, but by the time you add everything in that you need to run that store effectively, you're like sky high out of nowhere. And why not just spend the money on a Woo store where you control all the content, all the space, what you put there, even more, and you're not caught on somebody else's ruling?
Yeah, the beauty of, you know, anything that we've talked about as it compares to a Shopify or a Squarespace or even a Wix, is that everything is centralized in one place and it's all powered by open source software. Yeah. So if you need something truly custom, you can do it. You're not blocked by a closed platform. So that's where the real benefit of all of this comes in.
Yeah, it's so true. And that's the problem with the closed platform is you have to worry about their developer getting off and doing what they need to do. And it all depends on how many user requests, where with open source, you have one request, you find the right developer, you can build it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal. In terms of GoDaddy, where are you that you can share going in the WordPress space in the next while?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? Where are we?
Where are you going? Is there anything new coming down the pipe that you can share at this point?
Yes. So I want to backtrack a little bit back to, you know, that era of 2015 when the focus on WordPress really was more solid. I'm very happy to report that WordPress has always been a focus here within the company, even before I came on in 2018. But what had happened was that, you know, this is a company of 7,000 plus people, and it's a global company. And so you have a lot of different brands, you have a lot of different hosting environments, you have a lot of different teams, product teams, you know, multiple product teams, multiple marketing teams. And then you always had this kind of this core team of people who knew WordPress and knew, you know, knows the community. So things became a little bit siloed in terms of the understanding of the nuance of the nuances of you know, the project and the wider WordPress community. But I'm happy to report that in the last, I would say, 2 years, and more specifically in the last year, WordPress has become a company-wide strategic initiative. And what that means is that there are no more silos. Everyone across the board, and remember, we have 52 different products, not just hosting and domains, and yep, we have email and we have social stuff, and we have GoDaddy Studio, which is like a almost like a Canva, right? So,
and even business invoicing, if I recall. So,
yeah. Yes, we have, of course. I can't believe I haven't mentioned, I am on the GoDaddy Pro marketing team, and GoDaddy Pro is an official sub-brand of GoDaddy focused on web designers and developers, which, we have 100% focus on WordPress. So of course, supporting all kinds of web designers and developers, but, and with GoDaddy Pro, we have the Hub, which is powered by the tools of ManageWP in terms of those bulk updates, and powered by Sucuri with Sucuri with the security scans, but also powered by many other teams in terms of that being the place to manage your freelance business. So a lot more to come there with the Hub, but we've come a long way with that. So. Where I was going was the focus on WordPress has been, there's been no one, well, I wouldn't say no one, but there's been few people within the company that is running around with their hands in the air more than me, because we've built many of our teams very specifically to include people from the web designer and developer community, from the WordPress community specifically, so we can bring that knowledge together. And so what that has translated into is that there is now this centralized location for every single employee within the company to learn more about WordPress the project, WordPress the code, WordPress the community, WordPress as it relates to our products, WordPress as it relates to our SMBs, entrepreneurs, web designers, developers. We're being very transparent with everything so we can create this groundswell, excuse me, within each individual of our company and getting them more involved, encouraging them to submit to speak at events, encouraging them to get involved in WordPress.org on any of the 20 plus contributor teams. And so I don't know what the right term is, but one of the things that was first done with this focus was to look at our platforms and to look at our managed WordPress platforms specifically and ask, how can we do better? How can we ensure that this is the most solid managed WordPress platform available? And of course, Josh Strebel and team from Pagely have been instrumental in giving feedback from their experience with their managed WordPress platform. So we've already seen some major improvements on the managed WordPress platform, which includes the managed WooCommerce. So if you spin up if you have spun up a site on the managed WordPress platform a year ago and you spin up one today and compared the two just in terms of like GT metrics or page speed or something like that, you will see a very, very noticeable difference. And that will apply to every single hosting platform that we have across brands very, very soon. So yeah. That's one of the big things I'm excited about.
That's actually pretty awesome, Adam. I think I was saying to you before we went to record, your hosting company has to be your partner in your business. And it's something I truly believe. I don't like this, let's hire a company and we'll just pay the money. And then when you get ticked off, you scream at them. That's not my approach to things. I think they really need to be your partner. And I think GoDaddy is really doing a good job of trying to be the partner in the freelancer, the agency's business.
That is really good to hear that is coming across, Rob, because that is exactly the approach that the company has taken. When you think of a company of our size, there's different business units, there's different organizations within the company. There are two main organizations within the company, independents, and which include SMBs and entrepreneurs. And then the other side is called partners. And those are for anyone who is building solutions for others. And so we very specifically want to become those growth partners for both of those audiences. If you are an entrepreneur with an idea and you need support, we have programs like Venture Forward and the Empower program, where we are very specifically kind of handholding people through the creation of their business and the success of their business. And then on the other side, building tools like the hub for the web designer developer audience to have some place that they go every day to get kind of an overview of what their freelance or agency business, what those tasks are that they need to take care of for each of those clients that they're taking care of if they're doing website care plans. So we do, I mean, all up within the company, we do see ourselves as partners in it. And it's not, this isn't not a mind-blowing concept, right? But, and it's not unheard of, but I can tell you, all the way from senior leadership, from our CEO, Aman Bhutani, all the way down, every single person that I've interacted with in the last 3.5 years has a customer-first mindset. Because we know that that's how to succeed. Constant upsells is not how to succeed, right? The other things that have been done in the past are not how to succeed. If we are providing education, providing solid products and tools, and helping people succeed, that financial success, right? Because we are a public company, comes naturally.
That's true.
It all cascades down from there.
So true. Really appreciate you joining me today. As we wrap up, is there one last thing you'd like to say about GoDaddy or where you're going or what you're doing?
Well, I mean, I would say I would welcome any of your listeners to reach out to me personally on Twitter at WPModder, and WPModder. Because we are always actively seeking feedback. I mean, part of the team that I run, it's field marketing. We have 5 people on my team, but we're connected to pretty much every other team within the company in some way. We are the conduit to provide feedback to senior leadership, to different product teams, to UI, UX teams, whatever it is. And we're happy to do that. And I would say also be on the lookout for programs coming up where you can join as kind of a beta user and give direct feedback about some upcoming products like this WooCommerce powered SaaS that I mentioned. We want to hear from you. We are nothing if we are not serving your needs, right? So we're very focused on that.
Thanks, Adam, for your time today and for talking about GoDaddy, and you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Robert, for the time, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and I wish the same for you. Take care.
This episode of the SDM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website, so you no longer have an issue with backups being hacked or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com. A very special thank you to Adam for joining me on today's edition of the SDM Show. I hope you learned a little something about web design and where GoDaddy is positioning itself in the marketplace and found it as helpful as I did. Thank you for listening to this edition of the SDM Show. The SDM Show is brought to you by Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing. For more information about Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing, go to stunningdigitalmarketing.info. From here, you can connect to us on social media, go to our website, and even go to the podcast to subscribe. This podcast is dedicated to my late father, Bruce Cairns. Dad, I miss you very much. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Make your business succeed.